Ready? Okay, outstanding. I'd like to thank everybody for being here today. My name is Kevin Broughton. I'm an attorney from Madison, Mississippi. For the last 6 weeks, it's been my privilege to be the communications director for the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund, the sponsors of this event. I'm going to make some brief opening remarks, and then we're going to hear from four of our local Tea Party activists. They'll all have some brief statements to make, and then we'll take whatever questions you have. This morning I got up and I was listening to Super Talk, and Governor Barbour was on the air talking about, I think his exact words were, these out-of-state people who don't know the difference between Pascagoula and Pontotoc. Well, Governor, I do. In fact, Governor, in 2003, I was a poll watcher for you in the belly of the beast of voter fraud in Canton, Mississippi. So I'm not an outside guy. I'd also, first off, these folks here, these Tea Party activists, are the people that the state Republican Party chairman has referred to as fanatics trying to divide the party. I'll let y'all listen to them and see whether they're fanatics. I think they're pretty reasonable. I know them to be patriots. When this story broke in the Clarion Ledger and Breitbart.com on Monday, the day before, Senator Cochran's taxpayer-funded spokesman referred to it as sexism to be talking about that. He doubled down in the Clarion Ledger today and said it's sexist to question the amount of money that the taxpayers spend to send Ms. Kay Weber around the world. Well, I wonder if Mr. Jordan Russell, I wonder whether his last gig was working for Harry Reid, because that sounds an awful lot like something Harry Reid would say, and maybe not coincidentally, back in September, when it came time to vote for cloture and bring an Obamacare budget to the floor of the Senate, Thad Cochran voted exactly like Harry Reid wanted him to. But the notion to refer to it as sexism, to question the misuse of government funds, to me is insulting to the intelligence of everybody in Mississippi. That's just ridiculous. This isn't about a relationship. This is about the misuse of taxpayer funds. It's about living a life of privilege and being out of touch with mainstream Mississippians you purport to represent for the last 41 years. And if I could just double back for a moment on something Governor Barbour said. He talked about outside groups. Well, there's an article here from Roll Call today, and I've got a couple of copies for you. The Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund, our average donation is $42. But today, Roll Call breaks the story that I believe it's called the Mississippi Conservatives Super PAC was given a $250,000 unsecured loan by Trustmark Bank. The Tea Party folks, we don't get those kind of deals. We don't get those kind of deals. So I think the notion of outside forces trying to divide the Republican Party rings a little bit hollow. And again, let's keep our eye on the ball here. This isn't sexism. It's about the abuse of taxpayer funds. It's about sweetheart mortgage deals that wouldn't be available to any of the people here in this room or anybody in Mississippi. And it's about being out of touch with the people you purport to represent. First up is going to be one of our Tea Party activists, Ms. Janet Thomas. Janet?
I'm Janet Thomas, and I'm 63 years old. When Thad Cochran went to Washington, I was 21. I live in a modest condominium in Ridgeland, Mississippi. I work 3 part-time jobs, and I live within my means. I would love to be able to afford a $1 million home, but I don't have someone to put up a $350,000 down payment, then take a 1% interest on the property. A sweetheart deal like that isn't available to a woman of my age and means, not here in Mississippi. Would I like a job that pays $140,000 to keep someone's social calendar? Sure. But I don't know of any jobs like that in Mississippi. And even if one were offered to me, I couldn't accept it in good conscience if I knew the taxpayers were footing the bill. Thad Cochran and his staff have forgotten something. It's our money they're spending. And I don't see how the lives of Mississippians have improved in the 41 years he's been in office. We ranked last in nearly every category when I was 21, and we still rank last in nearly every category today. Mr. Cochran's spokesman has said that it's sexist to question the way he spends the taxpayers' money. Well, I'm a woman, and I am outraged and angry at the way he flies his assistant all over the world for free. Am I sexist too? Thad Cochran is out of touch with Mississippians, and it's time for him to go.
Thanks, Janet. Next up will be Wesley Wilson.
My name is Wesley Wilson. I am 21 years old. I'm a 2013 graduate of Mississippi College, and I'm from Richland, Mississippi. People my age have only known Senator Cochran. The day I was born, he had already been in office 20 years. In that 20 years, he's voted to spend, increase taxes, and spend more to bring Mississippi up, yet for some reason, Mississippi is still dead last in every major category. My generation has grown up knowing nothing more than corruption, irresponsibility, and the carelessness in Washington, D.C. I have friends who graduated college with 4.0s, fantastic resumes, great extracurricular activities, and they can't even find an interview. We are told our entire lives if we work hard, if we get an education, that we can have the success and maybe even find a job. But we don't have these opportunities like some of these people in Congress. These politicians have taken that dream and spent it away. They've collapsed the American dream, and we suffer because of it. These politicians do not understand the crisis of our generation, and underemployment. I graduated college at 20 years old. I was very successful with my education. I was very active on campus. And me, just like hundreds of thousands of other college graduates, have resumes just like this, handing hundreds out and not finding jobs, all because of a result of irresponsible government. I just celebrated my year anniversary of a college degree. Instead, they're too busy spending money, and you and I work really, really hard for this money, and they spend a little more with no regard to the fact that we worked for it. They have no regard to where it came from. But it doesn't get any more irresponsible than taking your secretary with no legislative responsibility to 40 countries on the backs of you and I, the taxpayers. And when they run out of that money, they're going to tax more and spend more on the backs of us once more. My generations and my friends, we've experienced the failure and incompetencies of those in Washington, D.C., and it's time for us to send Mr. Cochran and his companion on one last trip, and that's back to the state of Mississippi.
Thanks, Wesley. Next up will be Cindy Wilkerson, who drove up from Laurel, Mississippi today.
Hi, my name is Cindy Wilkerson, and I'm from Laurel, Mississippi. I am a former social worker who went home to raise my two children with my husband. I was at the first Tea Party rally in 2009. I helped organize many of the rallies. I guess that makes me one of the fanatics that our state party chair wants to go away. When I am 48 years old, and when Thad Cochran took office, I was 7 years old. My husband and I, we don't get to take trips to Europe. We don't get to take trips to the Middle East or to Norway or to California wine country. We're doing good if we get to go to the mountains every couple of years. When I heard about Thad Cochran taking his assistant around the world at taxpayer expense, I was outraged but not surprised. When he comes to Mississippi, the regular taxpayers do not get to see him. Unless you're at a fundraiser, you have no access. When I call his office, I get rude and dismissive responses. Yet he's taken his secretary 40 to 42 countries, and they didn't pay for it. We did. The taxpayers paid for it, and that was in 1 year. He's out of touch. He's lived a long life. He's lived a life of privilege. He's so arrogant to think that he's entitled to travel the world free on our backs. He thinks he deserves it. And feigns outrage when we express concern about the expense that they have incurred on our backs. Meanwhile, Mississippi is still dead last in per capita income, household income, home prices. We're suffering in Mississippi while he's globetrotting. Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Lastly, we'll hear from Jeremiah Boddy. Jeremiah?
My name is Jeremiah Boddy. I am 20 years old. I am from the capital of this state, Jackson, Mississippi. I am a college student, and I one day hope to join the U.S. Navy and become an intelligence officer, and maybe one day, if I get lucky, become a Secret Service agent protecting the President of the United States. But the way things are going right now, I don't really think I'm going to have that chance. Thad Cochran has voted to raise the debt ceiling more times than I've been alive. I like to think that there should be some form of fiscal responsibility in Washington. Yet Thad Cochran sees no problem in the fact that our government borrows 46 cents out of every dollar. We have $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. And he's going around the world with his secretary on taxpayer money. What does he think that money comes from? Trees? Does he think it grows in a garden? No, it comes from the hardworking citizens of not just the state, but this country as well. I take it to strong offense when people call me a fanatic. No, I just think that if I have to balance my checkbook at the end of the day and I have to pay my bills, I think that all I ask in return is that my government does the same thing. What Senator Cochran has been doing is going into McDonald's, ordering number one of everything, and then expecting me to pay the bill. Oh, some people say that's not exactly what it is. Then what is it when you vote to raise the debt ceiling and then stick me with the bill? That's the exact same thing. I'm not here to criticize Senator Cochran. I'm not here to say he's a bad man. I'm here to say that it's time to end fiscal irresponsibility in Washington. I'm here to say that if we can't afford to pay our bills, I think if you want to go somewhere, you should have to pay for it out of pocket. This is not about being a fanatic. This is not about dividing the Republican Party. This is about a matter of fiscal responsibility. And at the end of the day, if Senator Cochran doesn't think he can be fiscally responsible, then he should have one more trip, and it should be right back here to the state of Mississippi.
You know, Jeremiah several times today has reminded me of how old I am. Well, out of the mouths of babes, folks, comes wisdom. Before we throw it up open for questions, I want to just raise a couple of other points. These congressional delegation trips, if you take a spouse with you on a trip, you have to buy him or her a ticket. You're permitted to take staff. But the staff has to have, as his or her area of responsibility, something that's germane to the trip in question. Typically, I think about 80% of these things are underwritten by the Department of Defense. You know, Thad Cochran has a couple of very senior defense legislative aides. One of them, I think, is on the Appropriations Committee and has a PhD from the Naval War College. He doesn't make these trips. He doesn't make these trips. His executive assistant does. And again, he does this because he's never been called on it, and he's never been questioned on it. Well, we're asking the question now. All these folks up here are Mississippians. I'm a proud Mississippian. I've never voted for a Democrat in my life, and on the day I die, that'll be the case. But this isn't about dividing the party, and if Chairman Nassif thinks that way, then I guess that means we should never challenge any incumbent Republican in a primary. The logic both defies credulity and is insulting to the intelligence of Mississippi voters. Senator Cochran feels entitled to that seat. And I'll bring up one other thing. Again, this is about privilege, and this is about living a life beyond your means because the taxpayers are footing the bill, and sweetheart mortgage deals and things like that. I'm thankful that Breitbart broke the peace Monday. I'm thankful that the Clarion Ledger picked it up today. I hope there's more to come. But to say that this is sexism or about anything other than the misuse of taxpayer funds is just flat out insulting. And with that, we'll take any questions y'all might have.
You pointed out specifically that this is not about a relationship, but does this report by Breitbart not suggest that?
I'll leave that to the judgment of your viewers and your individual readers. What I think is more problematic is the fact that Ms. Weber bought a $1 million house, which is now valued at about $2 million, in 2001, and she took out a mortgage for $650,000, and somebody put up $350,000 and took a 1% interest in the property. 2 years later, Ms. Weber took out an $800,000 mortgage and bought that 1% interest holder out. And a couple of years later, she got a deal from Countrywide for another $800,000 mortgage on the coast. I just don't think that those kind of deals are available to any of the people in this room. Whether it's a relationship or not is really immaterial. What it is unfair to the taxpayers. Yes, ma'am.
Has Chris McDaniel responded?
Look. Our organization, again, is the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund. We are forbidden from any kind of coordination with the McDaniel campaign. We endorsed him. Excuse me. He was the second candidate we endorsed this cycle. But we are forbidden by law from coordinating in any way with their campaign. Before I took this job 6 weeks ago, I was acquainted with one of his campaign managers, and I've deleted his number and contact info from my phone. That would raise a question. You know, you got one of Haley Barber's nephews who is a consultant to the campaign, and another one is running one of these super PACs, and they work down the hall from each other, and I'm sure they're obeying the rules the same way we are. I'm sure these kind of conversations never come up.
How did y'all find out about all the information regarding Cochran's assistant?
It's out there. It's out there. And it's part of the public record. A lot of these trips, you can find them in the pages of the Congressional Record.
So, a question about the trips. So, is Cochran able to take these trips on the taxpayers' money as well?
The senator? Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, you can question the wisdom or the necessity of the individual trips. The Codells are not uncommon.
Yeah.
The Codells are not uncommon, but in the vast majority of cases, if you're going on a trip funded by the DOD, you're taking your legislative assistant or your chief of staff, somebody that's got legislative responsibility that's germane to the nature of the trip.
Do senators like Roger Wicker take their assistant on trips?
I don't know.
I guess, is this out of the ordinary?
Oh, I think it is. I think it is. And you know, you'd have to go back and look through some of the Congressional Record, you know, some of the documentation. They list which staff members go with them. They do. But in the vast majority of the cases, I think you'll find that it's somebody with legislative responsibility that's germane to the nature of the trip.
You're concerned about the fact that Kay Weber is going on the taxpayer dollar as well, but these other ones have staffers. Is it just her title that concerns you both?
She has no legislative responsibility.
But she's been with the senator.
I'll tell you how indispensable she must be. There's only one person on that staff who makes more money than she does, and that's the chief of staff. She makes more than the legislative director. I did my time on Capitol Hill, and that's, I'm not going to say it's unheard of. It's pretty eye-opening.
Is there also any information to suggest that the homes that she's bought around the state were funded in any way with taxpayer money?
No, but there is evidence that Senator Cochran's campaign has paid her money to rent the home for fundraisers. She's also hosted fundraisers, by the way, for Charlie Rangel and Sheila Jackson Lee. don't forget the wrangle angle when you're looking into this. It's illegal for a staffer to make a campaign contribution. By renting her home to the Cochran campaign, that is an in-kind contribution. And I suspect it's a violation of the law. Any of our friends in the print media have any questions?
So what is the bottom line you're trying to get out today?
Well, I think this tells a story of a life of privilege while Mississippi remains last in virtually every statistical category, something that really hasn't changed in 41 years, a life of privilege, the flat-out misuse of taxpayer funds, and being out of touch with everyday hardworking Mississippi men and women.
In terms of Ms. Weber's qualifications, are you basically just going by this Breitbart report, or is there anything else that suggests that she's not qualified, or is it just based on her title?
With regard to the CODELs, these junkets, I don't think she assists the senator on matters of foreign policy, of human rights, of defense appropriations. I mean, if I'm wrong, I will call another press conference and I'll recant. But she's his executive assistant and special projects coordinator. She's also been back to Mississippi 39 times with the senator, and she's pocketed $69,000 in per diems, which is not taxable income. And, you know, I think I could make the argument that that is a violation of the spirit, if not the letter of the law.
39 times in what time period?
I want to say 11 years. The trips back to the state? I think, Emily, that's 11 years, but I'll check that for you. I don't think so. The decisions about fundraising solicitations are not my department, and frankly, they're made over my pay grade. But I kind of hear a hint in your question of some members of the Republican or maybe the Congressional Campaign Committee fundraising off of Benghazi. No, I don't think so. our supporters send in checks that on average amount to $42. we're not looking to raise money. We hope it gets people's attention. I hope that it gets the attention of a lot of Republican primary voters who might ask themselves, is this a good thing? Is this a wise expenditure of taxpayer dollars? He said he compared these, quote, outside groups. He said that they don't know the difference between Pascagoula and Pontotoc.
He's talking about the outside group, the Tea Party?
That's what he said was outside groups. I'm pretty sure that's a direct quote. It was made in the same building where you work. Governor Barber is good with some down-home turns of phrase. I remembered it, and I know the difference between Pascagoula and Pontotoc. And like I said, I guess 11 years ago, I worked for Haley Barber as a poll watcher on his first gubernatorial campaign. I'm not an outsider. These folks aren't outsiders. He didn't elaborate. He used the amorphous descriptor outside groups, which can mean a lot of things. I think he probably did mean that. But you'd have to ask the governor. Anybody else?
You said that you all did endorse McDaniel. So do you anticipate that he will use this as fuel for him?
Again, I can I don't even know if I'm allowed to look up the number for the McDaniel campaign.
But you all endorsed him. So right. Obviously you're keyed into what is happening with his campaign, whether you're directly associated with it or not. So I'm saying, do you anticipate that this will be used as fuel for his campaign?
I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that. From the press reports I've seen, the two of them, one on Breitbart and one in the Clarion Ledger, said they had no immediate comment. What they plan to do with the facts and the documents and things like that, obviously we think it's fairly significant material. We're here today because of it. So I think that's a pretty reasonable expectation. Going once. How about the nice lady from WAPT who was here on time? She told me she might be a little late. We were prepared to wait for you, by the way. I want to thank you for being here. If you've got questions for any of our local activists here, I know they'd be glad to talk with you individually. But thanks a lot, folks, for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.